Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got an interesting show lineup for you. A nice shift of gears. Check this out. The local economy is growing. Yay, how about that? And we kind of keep track of what's happening here, of course, and looking in both Volusia and Flagler County, and we're seeing economic development, and so we kind of watch the news, and local news journal, of course, does a great job of letting us know what's happening, and but there's also stuff that maybe hadn't hit the paper yet that we can find out about, and just to get a sense for what's happening in our local community. And so we're really excited here. We have a special guest in the studio. Joe Manarino is the Economic Development Director for City of Ormond Beach. And he is here to talk to us about some of the things happening with the city and opportunities and development. And so if you don't know Joe, he was appointed to the position of Economic Development Director in 2003. He grew up in Massachusetts. We still accept him to the area. That's all right. Has approximately 35 years experience in community planning and economic development. He was previously executive director for the Quincy 2000 Corporation, a public-private economic partnership in Quincy, Massachusetts. I imagine we stole him from Quincy, recruited him to come down. He earned his bachelor's degree in community planning and master's degree in community planning and area development from the University of Rhode Island. So, and what does a director of economic development do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Joe's responsible for leading the city's economic development efforts. That includes promoting development, redevelopment of the city. We're going to get into a specific program that Joe has brought with us to talk about. Marketing and developing the land at the city's business park and airport. A lot of activity going on out there. In fact, we've got some specific things to talk about. And also leading the city's permitting and development effort for the Ormond Crossing, a 3,000-acre plan development project. We'll get an update on that, I'm sure. And a whole long list of things that Joe's involved with. So, Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I'm glad to have you. So, what's going on? I mean, I know we give you a quick intro, and you got a lot of things, I'm sure, that are happening. So, what's maybe one of the first things you're most excited about that's happening?
Well, there's a lot on the plate, and it's a great time to do business. And I always say investment is the lifeblood of economic development. And I think the city is doing a tremendous job in recruiting investment to our community. And you can see it all around the city between the retail development, residential development, and we're doing a lot of recruitment with businesses from different parts of the country to bring them down here to make their investment and to grow jobs and bring in equipment and just raise the level of economic development throughout the entire city.
That's excellent. So, I mean, for those of us that are not as tuned into how this works, does that mean that you you call a company up in Massachusetts, just as an easy example, and you say, hey, we'd like you to relocate, you jump on an airplane and go see them and tell them why?
It can work sometimes that way, but a lot of the times recruitment, we kind of hand off to different entities because recruitment is a very expensive initiative.
Time-consuming.
Yeah, it's also very capital expensive. Because you've got to do a lot of marketing. I mean, a tremendous amount of marketing, and you have to have a lot of travel and so forth. So we kind of work with other organizations throughout Volusia County. There's a group called Team Volusia.
Okay, sure.
And Team Volusia is Volusia County's primary marketing and recruitment group. And so we get some leads from them. We get leads from the county itself. It has its own economic development group. And primarily also through our real estate community. I stay very close to our real estate community because they're the ones who sometimes are contacted early on in the process.
That's true.
And so you have a good relationship with your real estate folks. They will be able to trust you with their leads.
Mm.
And so that's very similar to what happened for a company called Skyo Industries in New York. They really didn't want to do any more business. They're family-owned business, 50 years old. They have invested in New York and on Long Island for over 50 years. Their father started the business. So it was passed down to the children. But it's difficult to do business in the Northeast.
Well, hold on. Isn't New York doing the no taxes for 10 years or something like that? I see the ads on television.
I don't want to dump on any particular places. I'm from the Northeast.
Come
okay?
on. I want my tax break.
But you'll find that those locations are not all the most desirable places to put your investment.
Okay.
Okay. And it's all about investment, as you know.
Read the fine print.
So exactly. So they want to lower the burden on the taxes. They want to have more access to employees. There's not a lot of training for manufacturing in the Northeast.
Okay.
We have
Which is surprising.
It is. But it's the traditional manufacturing is leaving the Northeast. We have a place in Volusia County called the Advanced Technology Center, and it's part of Daytona State College. They will train individuals to move into the manufacturing jobs. They have multiple CNC machinery. They have all kinds of high technology, computerization. You can go in there if you're a manufacturer and get something done customized for your individual company. So those are the kinds of things. When I bring somebody in, I bring them right over to the Advanced Technology Center.
Sure.
And they get very impressed with what's offered to them. We have training funds and so forth. And on the incentive side, I think Ormond Beach is probably one of the most innovative groups in Volusia County, maybe even Florida. We have some programs that other communities really aren't taking advantage of. And we've been able to, over the past 3 or 5 years, retain and grow companies throughout the city using these innovative techniques. For instance, if you're, we sold some land in our business park, which is off Airport Road. It's about 173 acres of land. It has been converted into one of the best industrial parks in Volusia County.
Excellent.
We have 34 businesses and probably 1,500 employees in that park.
Wow.
And so we had some land left over, and we've been selling it over the past 25 years. We put together a deal where we will repay the property taxes for 5 years if you build a building in there on our property. So it's only for our millage. But it's still significant in the long run.
Oh, absolutely.
So we've done a few of those. We also do job creation initiatives. So if you will create new jobs above the average Volusia County wage, which is about $35,000, you will get a grant, a one-time grant for each new job that you provide. And in some cases, like in SkyO, with a substantial capital investment of about $6.5 million, we will give them sort of a rebate on some of the capital cost of moving that equipment.
Wow.
So SkyO took advantage of all three of those unique programs.
Neat.
And that was one of the reasons why they chose us.
Excellent.
Didn't choose Flagler, didn't choose other parts of Florida.
And how many jobs are we talking about?
We're talking about 50 new jobs.
Wow.
And all in manufacturing, which in manufacturing, those are the higher wage.
Sure. I was going to say,
positions.
I know that's over $35,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
They bring in engineers as well.
Sure.
So, and we just up the street here at Advanced Technology, at the Reflections Building, there was a underutilized, one of their two buildings was underutilized, and we basically helped them find that property and move into it. They were located in our business park, and they could not find a large enough building. They needed 30,000 square feet. And they started off with 60 employees, and now over 150.
Wow.
And these are very high-wage jobs.
Excellent. Wow. That's excellent. And that's not the same company. That's another company.
It's a Code Red company. They are ECN, Emergency Communication Network.
Okay. Wow.
Very excellent. Good company.
Yeah. Beth's shaking her head. Yes. That was a good one. Yeah. She likes it. Okay. Good. Well, if Beth likes it, then we're
in good shape
here, Joe.
Word's spreading.
Word is spreading. If you're just joining us, Joe Manarino is our guest today, and word will spread. Economic Development Director for the City of Ormond Beach, getting the nod from Beth on the board here. So we're glad that we're two thumbs up. And we'll grab a quick break. We'll come back. There's lots more to dig in. I've got several things I want to ask Joe about. So stay right there. Quick word from our sponsors, and we return.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Digny Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focused on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. All right, we are back with Joe Manarino in our studio right here in Ormond Beach, which is a place to be. At least, ask Joe, he'll tell you, you need to be here with your business, Economic Development Director for City of Ormond Beach. And if people got questions, by the way, Joe, they'd just give you a call at the office, right?
Yep, 676-3266 is my number.
All right, easy enough, 386-676-3266. And this program is heard all over through, of course, the power of technology and social media and smartphones and all of that good stuff. So we might just have somebody else looking to relocate. So you've talked about a couple of success stories, Joe, and I think that's exciting. You know, you've got some different tools in your tool belt that you can offer. So this is something for existing businesses, but are there programs also for new businesses, or is it strictly somebody who's got to establish business to move it to our local location here?
We have some thresholds that have to be met.
Okay.
And these are all performance-based incentives, so we're not just giving away taxpayers' money.
Sure.
We are looking for return on our investment, and we do an analysis on every incentive we give so that we're making sure that we're paid back over the long run. And that may be 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, so existing companies, if they're growing and they meet the guidelines that we have and they're in the manufacturing and high technology field, we want to talk to
That's
them.
That's really your sweet spot, right?
That is,
for
that
right
is.
Now.
Okay. You're looking for high-wage individuals because the economy takes care of itself on many of the other levels.
Okay.
But we're trying to get value-added positions and to grow our economy that way.
Diversification.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so... you know, we look to the existing market we have, whether it be in Ormond Beach or at some other location that wants to be in Ormond Beach. And that's happened as well with Duvasaco, which is a company that moved from Daytona to Ormond Beach. And they converted an old warehouse to a first-class office building,
nice.
Which puts it back on the tax rolls at
there
Ohio
we go.
And gives us 230 new jobs
wow.
in a market area that needs to be inspired, let's just say.
I like that. Inspirational story. I like that. Well, it beats some, you know, obviously out there, there's the not always inspirational talk about development and, you know, it's a good win. It's really, it's refreshing, Joe, to have people involved with government and a city is kind of government light. It's not full-blown government like the national stage, but it's nice when people value business people and they're not demonized. Yeah, that's it's refreshing to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I think, you know, I'm one person, and it really...
Start with one.
it really takes the entire city cooperation. It takes vision from our city commissioners and our city manager.
Oh, yeah,
they
sure.
do a wonderful job. I'm not just saying that, but I've been in other communities, and the team doesn't always pull together. And in this case, the commission sets the agenda for us, and they want these things.
They want
jobs. They want businesses.
Yeah, that's good.
They want to diversify our residential tax base because not everybody wants to pay high taxes. You don't want to just be a suburban community with you're basing it on residential development. Mm-hmm. We're trying to diversify our economy, and that's why Ormond Crossings, which is a 3,000-acre development.
What's the status on that?
It's fully permitted now. And now we're looking to try and get the infrastructure. There's a tremendous amount of infrastructure that has to be built, mm-hmm. water, sewer utilities, roadway systems that have to be built to get the marketing going, to find companies and so forth. The company which is owning the property is called Tomoka Holdings Company. They're out of Palm Coast. And they have a pretty good sized portfolio of land in Palm Coast and in Ormond Beach. Their parent company is looking towards divesting from the real estate industry. So they're looking for buyers for the project. We are also looking at some innovative ways on how we can help partner with some of these initiatives so that the city gets something out of it. Because we've been in for the long run, and we know that that's our city. That's our future. That's where the, because we've basically our main industrial park, 173 acres, which was purchased back in 1959 for $60,000 from the federal government, has created a beautiful industrial park with lots of businesses and people. We want to duplicate that on 578 acres to the north of that park, which is the Ormond Crossing's commerce portion of the Ormond Crossing project.
So the city owns those 578 acres?
No, that's owned by the developer.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But we're looking to put that as our next, place that as our next industrial park.
Okay.
But it's privately owned. And so we're working with them to get that started.
So out of the 3,000 acres you mentioned,
about 578 is for the business park.
And then the other 2,400 some odd would be
residential. Okay. And also some commercial development.
Okay. And okay, any multifamily or all?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be diversified.
So a mix
of residential units.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a terrific concept. It's a walkable community, supposed to be live work community. There's a whole new transportation network that's being built. So I think, you know, we're still trying to get through. You know, the economy hasn't been the strongest. We've gotten past the worst part of it.
Right.
But it's still not.
It's not all the way back.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
and everybody will admit that.
Yeah.
So real estate investment is not taken to the place where it was a few years ago.
It's not on fire yet.
No.
Well, for those that aren't familiar, where exactly is Ormond Crossings located? It's on the north side of Ormond?
It is to the north. It's just south of Destination Daytona.
Okay.
It's traversed by I-95. It's
National Gardens.
Yeah, it's part of the old National Gardens. By a lot, 5,000 lot in a swamp kind of thing.
Okay.
Right?
I just dated myself really bad there. Okay.
All right. And it's along US 1.
Okay, excellent. If you're just joining us, Joe Manarino is our guest today, Economic Development Director for City of Ormond Beach. You can get a hold of him at 386-676-3266 and relocate your business to wonderful Ormond Beach. We're going to grab another break, get a few words from our sponsors, come back and talk about rediscovering US 1. What's all that about? Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now, and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
You wouldn't drop your car off for repair service without first getting an estimate, would you? Of course not. Then why would you treat your all-important investment portfolio any different? Overlooked fees can really add up. Here's an example. Did you know that an extra fee of 1% on a $100,000 portfolio would equal $10,000 after 10 years? That's a lot of money. Do you know how much you're paying in fees? Why don't you get a second opinion from David Holland and invest with confidence? Call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation.
And we're back. See, I told you we'd come back. Joe Manarino is our guest today, Economic Development Director for City of Ormond Beach. And you can call him at 386-676-3266 to talk more about maybe your relocation of a business or just about the incentive programs. And I wanted to get to two more things. I know we're going to run out of time here, Joe, but Rediscovering US One, what is that all about?
Well, that's an interesting joint effort by the economic development practitioners from Edgewater to Ormond Beach. And it is to, you know, America's business highway, the first American business highway is U.S. 1.
Sure.
Okay, and so it gets ignored many places because, you know, you'll put your investments in other corridors like Granada Boulevard and places like that. And it kind of get the businesses along those areas just don't get the attention. So we decided, what can we do to help in the process? And we cooperatively working with businesses, five businesses from each community have volunteered from April 15th to April 23rd to have a scavenger hunt. This is the second annual scavenger hunt.
That's funny.
So you can pick up your forms at City Halls and Chambers of Commerce. And on the back of the form, there are questions and locations. And you can go to the locations and get the answers to the questions. Fill out the forms, put your name and address and your email address. And there'll be a drawing at the end of the process.
Oh, so this is the one where you fill out the form, and this is where you don't pay property taxes for 10 years.
Well, we don't go that far. But you might get a gift certificate from a particular business that's participating.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. No, I mean, you know what? It's so funny. It's easy to forget, you know, depending on where you live in the community or in our county here, it's easy to forget that US 1 does run all the way to Edgewater. You know, you kind of you kind of forget because you're going to go any further than maybe an exit or two. You jump on the interstate.
That's right. You know. I mean, this is, it's been great because people have, even before we got out of the gate last week, people were calling us. When can I get the forms?
That's
Where
cool.
can I get the forms? So we're hoping we have an even higher participation this year.
I bet you will. Well, we've got time to get to one of the other things that really was one of the things that caught my attention. And this is the Brazilian plane maker that set up business in Ormond Beach. And this was the article back in the News Journal. And I think it was in February of 2016 here that you had the announcement. So, I mean, a Brazilian plane maker setting up here. There's got to be a backstory here.
Sure is. Superpetrol USA is a Brazilian company. They manufacture light sport aircraft. And they can either be ground or water planes. So it's pretty interesting stuff. They're two-seaters. And this operation in Ormond Beach, the Ormond Beach Airport, we were selected during their recruitment process from all the airports in Florida, as well as Volusia County.
Wow.
And they wanted to set up, they love our airport. Our airport has opportunities that they like. And they've leased a 6,000 square foot hangar, which they're converting to an office and sort of an assembly place. And they'll be demonstrating their products and hopefully getting buyers for their products. And if they're successful, they have their eye on a piece of land in our airport to build a manufacturing facility.
Oh, right there on the... that's
absolutely
great. Excellent.
Now, as you know, if you've been reading the papers recently, there's a lot of turmoil in Brazil. They're about to impeach their president, there's a lot of instability. And the folks who run this company really want to be diversified in case something really goes down there.
Need to jump on a plane and get out of town. Land somewhere where you're welcome. How about
exactly.
Ormond Beach? Wonderful.
And they are just wonderful people. They love the area. They love the city. And they're hoping that they go to the next stage.
That's great. Well, you know, it's funny. I know they're not on this level, but if you look at what the multinational corporations do, that's exactly what they do is they diversify their risk of being too dependent on any one country or any one particular market. And so good for them to make that switch. And now 6,000 foot hangar, that's no small bite of the apple. I mean, that's a pretty big commitment they're made.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're leasing it for 3 to 5 years. They're making the renovations now, and hopefully within the next several months, we'll be able to put together an invitation for folks to visit with them on a kind of ribbon cutting and get to see exactly what they do at that location. And maybe even take some flights. Who
Absolutely.
Knows?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you go down to the dealership and you take the car for a spin. I mean, I'm
sure
they'll have one out front. You could take a quick test drive. That's super petrol. That's excellent. And it's the water and land landing. I love that. Now, price point, it was in the paper, and you maybe have a little more information on this, Joe, but it looks like they're looking to retail for about $155,000.
About that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you get some add-ons, of course. But
there's some sports cars that cost that.
Exactly. They're pretty reasonably priced for a recreational type aircraft.
And this is one that comes pre-assembled. You don't have to put it together yourself.
No. I believe they have wings and seats and an engine.
Some of there's not a good track record with the ones you put together. I mean, it's not a good track record. I wouldn't
recommend those.
Yeah, I don't think I want to put anything together that I'm going to be taking up in the sky. Thankfully, I don't have my pilot's training, so I will be safe and not get myself in trouble. That's great, Joe. That's a wonderful example and of how we're getting things done in this community and, of course, Ormond Beach. And we have people like you to thank, Joe, for your hard work. And Joe Manarino, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, Economic Development Director for City of Ormond Beach. And a couple of final thoughts from you.
Well, I just want to thank everybody who's participated over the past several years in our programs, the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street Organization, all of our staff at the city. I think that we have a great team here in Ormond Beach, and I think when people visit, they love the city.
Absolutely. Oak trees, palm trees, and a beach, and then, of course, some economic development on top. Great stuff. Thank you for being with us, Joe. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.